Unit 7. Exercise 7.
Humans first lived in the British Isles about 750,000 years ago. But Britain's most famous prehistoric monument and UNESCO World Heritage Site, Stonehenge, was probably built in Wiltshire at different times between 3000 and 1500 BC. The mysterious giant stones, set in a unique concentric architectural design, are a mixture of nearby sandstone and smaller blue stones from the Preseli Mountains in South Wales, about 200 miles away. We don't know exactly how or why Stonehenge was built, but experts agree it was a ceremonial site for worship and burial, and people continue to visit it every year to celebrate the summer solstice. The Welsh, Irish, and Scots originate from the Celts, Indo-European tribes who settled in Britain in about 500 BC. And the word probably comes from the Greek keltoi, meaning barbarian. The Romans successfully invaded and conquered Britain in 43 BC, establishing the city of Londinium, now London, and in the southwest of England, Aquae Sulis, Bath Spa, one of the world's finest remaining examples of Roman thermal spas, with natural hot springs of 49 degrees Celsius. To keep out the Scots, still regarded as barbarians, the Emperor Hadrian gave order to build Hadrian's Wall from stone and earth, which stretches 118 kilometres from coast to coast across northern Britain. The Roman rule in Britain ended when the Anglo-Saxons from northern Europe began to invade the island in the 5th century AD. The Vikings from Norway, Sweden, and Denmark also invaded Britain in about the 9th century AD, settling in central, northern, and eastern England. The modern city of York in the north of England is site of the Jorvik Viking Centre, a settlement where Viking-age houses, workshops, and artifacts were excavated. The Normans conquered Britain with their victory at the Battle of Hastings in 1066, bringing linguistic, architectural, and political changes to Britain. They built medieval motte and bailey castles, which had raised earth, the motte, under the castle, which you could only access across a wooden drawbridge. Around it was a ditch, separating the castle from the bailey, that is to say, a courtyard surrounded by a wooden fence, where servants, tradesmen, and craftsmen lived. Windsor Castle, just outside London, the official royal residence for over 900 years, is an excellent example of this kind of castle.